A conversation about updates to the Simcoe County District School Board's SCDSB electronic participation policy turned explosive this week, with a Barry trustee alleging collusion between board staff and some trustees. During the SCDSB's regular board meeting on December 18, trustees approved an update to the board's electronic participation policy, which is necessitated by changes to the Education Act that came into effect July 29. A key change to the policy is that electronic participation is permitted at board and committee meetings but is subject to an approval process and for specifically outlined reasons through the board's chair or a designate each time. Following a question by Innisfil trustee Donna Armstrong regarding whether those participating electronically in meetings should have their cameras on and whether that should be outlined more explicitly in the policy, former chair and Aurelia, Severn, Ramara trustee Jody Lloyd said she agreed. The reason why the ministry made these regulations was to address what they thought was a lack of attention, a lack of accountability, a lack of professionalism by boards and trustees, said Lloyd. This is a corporate board meeting and I think people need to remember that. I think the expectation is that we treat it with respect. I don't believe these are unreasonable expectations. Based upon this, provincial regulation, joining electronically is supposed to be rare and not the norm. The two trustees participating remotely, who also both had their cameras off, New Tecumseh trustee Sarah Bites and Barry trustee Lisa Marie Wilson, both raised their hands. Bites turned on her camera, and said she was recovering from surgery, which is why she was not in attendance in person. Wilson, however, seemingly had enough. I'm glad we're in public. Transparency, accountability. Let's talk about collusion. There are all kinds of things going on. This is a board. There should be respect and accountability. That's not how things have happened, said Wilson. We can't think that our public are naive and aren't watching these meetings, hearing and listening to see what is actually happening here, who is being targeted and why. I'm astonished that this is going on. I can't be silent anymore. There is a lot that's going on within this board, and I am disgusted, she said. Wilson's remarks come on the heels of her own electronic participation in board meetings being called into question at an October 23 meeting, when it came to light that she is living in Nova Scotia as part of a one-year temporary work placement. She currently participates in most board meetings electronically. I think there's been a lot of collusion and a lot of things that go on behind doors, but the public are not stupid. Please, get off your pedestal, Wilson said in response to Lloyd's comments. As soon as Wilson finished speaking, Lloyd called a point of order. Mr. Chair, you had a duty as the chair of this board to control that, and put a stop to that, and you did not. I take great exception to that. That was uncalled for and unacceptable, said Lloyd. Following the meeting, Director of Education John Dance and current board chair and Barry trustee Dana Powell were asked if they had any insight into Wilson's remarks. I know what collusion is, but I have no idea what she's talking about, said Dance. Powell declined to provide a comment on the situation. I noted the point of order, he said. Following the meeting in an interview, Lloyd called Wilson's remarks unsubstantiated. The chair allowed it to continue without stopping it. You can't undermine the integrity of the board. She's the member of a corporate board, said Lloyd. I'm disappointed the chair didn't address it in the meeting. In an interview following the meeting, Wilson elaborated on her remarks. I never mentioned anybody's name. I spoke in the broader sense, she said. When asked about what she was referring to in the meeting, Wilson said she was concerned about confidentiality as outlined in the Trustee Code of Conduct. An updated version of the Code of Conduct was passed at the December 18 meeting, with revisions made due to changes in the Education Act that went into effect this past July. In Section 6 of that code, trustees are barred from engaging in conduct that would discredit or compromise the integrity of the board, while Section 7 outlines that trustees must respect confidentiality of closed sessions of the board. I feel there's a narrative that the board wants to portray among the trustees and senior team, and there are people who will support that. That is where I believe the collusion happens, said Wilson. You have to be careful about being a whistleblower. Wilson pointed to the recent hiring of former Associate Director of Education Don Stevens as the new Director of Education for the board, to start January 1, with former Superintendent of Student Achievement Dean Maltby being promoted to the Associate Director position announced at the December 18 meeting. While Maltby was hired by the new director and trustees had no input, trustees were involved in the hiring process for the new director by approving the candidate profile and working through the hiring process in closed session. Wilson referenced the board's equity audit, completed in August 2022 by Turner Consulting Group. The 133-page report made recommendations on how the board can amend its existing policies, add new policies to make them more inclusive, and includes anonymized staff comments on personal experiences working for the board. About 1,225 people participated in the consultations, which represents about 20% of the board's employees. When employees were asked if they believe favoritism has a significant impact on who is hired and who advances at the SCDSB, the majority of respondents agreed with the statement. There was a sense I heard from different staff and unions that they felt they knew exactly who our director and associate director would be, and that's exactly who we have, said Wilson. I was part of that process and I firmly thought I wanted to do what was best. I feel like I've failed the public. Wilson also pointed to an integrity commissioner complaint she filed against Bytes from events that occurred in September 2023, when Bytes provided a deputation to New Tecumseh Council regarding a location for a new build for Banting Memorial High School. I've been part of buying into a narrative that's being created. I've recognized it and apologized for it to the person affected, said Wilson. The catalyst for this is we've had a change of leadership at the board, Wilson said, referring to Powell being elected as board chair following several years of Lloyd as chair. Yesterday, when I spoke up, I'd had enough, said Wilson, referring to the December 18 meeting. I'm the next target. Overall, Wilson said she isn't perfect, but she's willing to look at past mistakes to learn and grow from them. What matters the most to me is integrity. It's not just what you do when people are looking, it's what you do when nobody's looking, or you think nobody's looking, behind closed doors, she said. Actions speak louder than words. She's hoping by being a disruptor, more accountability and transparency will happen at the board. So many people have not much faith in our politicians and institutions. This is why, I'm not going to be able to change all of this, but I also will not remain silent and just allow things to happen. I feel I have a duty to my community, said Wilson. In response to the allegations, SCDSB Communications Manager Sarah Kekowich said the board could not provide further comment as they relate to confidential matters of the board. However, she noted the board held a thorough process led by Promius Inc. and voted upon by the Board of Trustees to conduct the director search, ultimately hiring Stevens for the role. She said the director went through a two-part interview process supported by the board's Human Resources Department in the decision to hire Maltby as the new associate director. It is the policy of the Simcoe County District School Board that all hiring and employment-related decisions are based on transparency, equitable opportunity, and an overall emphasis on merit, Kekowich wrote in an email. In both the hiring of the director and associate director, we are confident that these policies were followed.